It's now time for the Crystal Ball Forecast presented by Sure Health, where better health makes for a better life. It's time you ask yourself, are you sure? Well, the standings on the season are Clark Ramsey 4, John Mooney 2, and Las Vegas 2 in the past two games. Las Vegas has the Harbor Beach Pirates favored by 6.5 points, and I'm sticking right to that line. John, I'm taking Harbor Beach by 7.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm looking for Harbor Beach to go ahead and maintain that home record of theirs, because that is a goal. I'm sure it is, and so I'm going to go with Harbor Beach by 6.
You're taking the under, Harbor Beach by 6. All right, it's now time to meet our starting lineups for both squads. We'll start out with the away team, the Kansas City Redhawks, coached by Aaron Fernald, 6 years as the head coach altogether. The foreign exchange student, the 6'4" Dutchman from Den Bosch, Netherlands, Tom Reischauer. Number 3, the senior, Landon Schenk, also a tall glass of water. Number 5, junior, son of head coach, and that's Bryce Fernald. And number 11, the senior, Colin Rubel, sharpshooter from outside. And number 14, the 4-year starter on varsity, senior Sandy Guthrell. For the Harbor Beach Pirates, coached by Ron Rubel for a tall together 27 years since 1994. Michael Anderson, a 6'1" senior, number 12, is getting the start at guard. Dylan Kadar, number 21, who had a career night just a week ago, against Ubley, 6-foot junior there. Number 24, a 6'3" senior, Parker Yan. He likes to play outside, inside, and really anywhere on the court. Number 30, point guard, 5'11" sophomore, Luke Woodke. And the big man down low, a 6'6" senior, number 54, Evan Spaglinski. Cassidy in the road, maroon uniforms, gray stripes down the sides. Cassidy in white across their chest, as well as their numbers outlined in black. Harbor Beach in their home, white uniforms, orange and black stripes down their side. Orange numbers, black outline, Harbor Beach across their chest. Tipping off for the Redhawks will be number 14, Sammy Cuthrell. And for the Harbor Beach Pirates will be that 6'6" senior, Evan Spaglinski. John, any first thoughts here?
This game still has implications for district play coming in a couple of weeks.
Indeed.
I really do believe the winner of this game is going to go ahead and get that second seed.
Tipping off, Harbor Beach is won by Sandy Cuthrell. As Spaglinski had it, but Cuthrell showing his athleticism and beats out the much taller Spaglinski. Cassidy on offense first. That'd be number 5, Bryce Fernald, acting point guard against Anderson in the left wing. Back to the top to Cuthrell, over to the right wing to Rubel. Into the corner, Schenk back to Rubel, coming around the perimeter as Cuthrell at the right elbow. Back to Rubel for 3, right wing. It's up. It's off the mark, long, and rebound still brought in by Tom Reischauer, but it's stepped out of bounds. It'll be Harbor Beach ball.
Colin Rubel is a streaky shooter. I mean, he could go ahead and miss a whole bunch, then all of a sudden make a whole bunch. So we're going to keep tabs on that.
We've played 30 seconds and still no score. Harbor Beach on offense for the first time tonight. Over the right wing, Michael Anderson pump fakes against number 5, Bryce Fernald. Feeds it inside Spaglinski. Against Schenk, turns to the basket, off the glass, can't get to fall. And rebound brought in by Sandin Cuthrell. First rebound of the night for the Redhawks. In transition, down to the right block, Schenk goes up against Spaglinski. It's blocked by Spaglinski and doesn't even let him get it off. Here come the Pirates. Dylan Kadar across midcourt to Parker Yan, right wing. Back to Dylan Kadar at the left elbow. To the left wing, into the corner. Back to Kadar, top of the key. Takes the 3. It's up. It's off the mark. Rebound brought in by Cuthrell, his second of the night. We played 1 minute. Still no score. Over to the right wing, Tom Reischauer barely hangs onto the ball, but in fact, he dribbled out of bounds. That'll be the first turnover of the night for Cass City. Harbor Beach back in offense. 75 feet from their hoop.
Both teams looking to get rid of the pregame jitters a little bit.
Luke Woodke passes over to the left to Kadar. Has the much taller Tom Reischauer on him. Nowhere to go. Back up to Parker Yan around the perimeter. To the right wing to Anderson. Once again trying to feed him to Spaglinski. Nothing there, though. Schenk covering him up very well. Luke Woodke takes a 3. Left wing. This one's short. And rebound brought in by Bryce Fernald for the Redhawks. 3 rebounds for the Redhawks now. Cuthrell in transition. And we have a block called against Luke Woodke as Cuthrell went inside the lane. They're going to say the foul was on the floor. And
I thought he countered it.
They're calling and 1. Okay. So the first points of the night come with 6:26 in the first quarter. It is 2-0 after Sam Cuthrell trying to complete a old-fashioned three-point play here. Luke Wookie's first, team's first for the Pirates.
Cuthrell's a fairly good free throw shooter.
And it's good. 3-0. Cassidy leads by 3 in the first quarter. We played a minute and a half. Over to left wing, Michael Anderson pops the 3 left wing. This one's short and ugly. And a rebound brought in by Bryce Fernald. Redhawks Clicking so far, Cathrell to a short corner, back up to the top to Colin Dribble, takes the NBA three from the top. This one's off wide right, and rebound brought in Brian Cathrell, keeps possession alive. Kicks it back out. Shank takes a three right wing, and this one's good. Oh, it is 6-0. Kansas City leads with 6 minutes left here in the first quarter.
Interesting matchup. We have Reischauer on Kadar.
Inside, Smiglinski can't get the bunny to count. It's brought in by Shank, and we're going the other way. Six rebounds already. Colin Dribble in transition. This one's short. Gets his own rebound, and we have a whistle on the putback. It looks like Colin Dribble will go to the free throw line. 4-2 shots. Kansas City firing so far here. They lead 6-0, trying to extend this lead. The foul go against, they call it against,
was that the Dylan Kadar?
Dylan Kadar, number 21, his first, team second. So this puts Colin Dribble to the free throw line, shooting two, has not scored of the night, and he misses the first one. 5:38 left in the first quarter. It's 6-0. Cassidy on the road, taking care of Harbor Beach so far.
You know, that's the first free throw that I saw him ever take.
And
missed them both.
Missed them both, and his rebound brought in by Harbor Beach, just their second of the night. Cassidy has six of them. Luke Woodke at the right wing, jump stop to the short corner, down to the right block to Smiglinski, and it's stripped away by Shank, who is smothering Smiglinski so far there, even with a 5-inch deficit.
It was a nice feed by Luke Woodke. I'm not sure if Evan was waiting or ready for it.
Woodke inbounds underneath Harbor Beach's own hoop into Anderson on the give and go, in for two, and Harbor Beach is on the board with 5:23 left in the first quarter. 5:15 is 6-2. Cassidy by 4 points. Over to left wing to Cathrell. Inside to Reischauer. High post to the low post to Shank. Back out to Cathrell for three, and this one counts. Back out to a 6-point lead. Cathrell with 6 points of Cassidy's nine. 5 minutes left here in the first quarter. Luke Woodke to the left wing to Michael Anderson. Being guarded by Fernald. Back to Dylan Kadar. Looks at the basket, gives it back to Anderson. Down low to the left block to Smiglinski against Shank. Turns, the hook shot is in for two. The first time Smiglinski connects on the night. And it's now 9-4, a 5-point lead for the Kansas City Redhawks. 4:35 left in the first. Reischauer, high post, turns the basket against Smiglinski. Down to the left block, back out to Cathrell. Inside the lane, off.
Oh, my goodness.
Off balance, and the circuit shot is good from Cathrell. He has 8 points. And it's now a 7-point lead for Cass City, 11-4, with 4 minutes and 20 seconds left in the first.
Kadar was looking to draw the charge.
Smiglinski inside, makes it count. That's 4 straight points for him. And it's now 11-6. Cass City still leading by 5 points. Bryce Fernald across midcourt to Cathrell to the high post. Reischauer for the jump shot. This one's off the mark. Rebound brought in by Parker Jahn. Third defensive board for the Pirates. 11-6, Cass City, down to Smiglinski at the right block. Shank leaning out of him, trying to find something there well underneath the basket, though. Kicks it out to Parker Jahn to Luke Woodke, top of the key. Resets the offense. One dribble over to Anderson, left wing. Dylan Kadar against Reischauer. Back to Anderson, left wing. Goes down the baseline and loses a handle on it, and it's going to be out of bounds in the first turnover for the Pirates tonight.
Give credit to the Pirates for recognizing the fact that Evan Smiglinski, he needs to have that ball. He's leaving the ball game right now.
And he's going to be sitting down. Mason Booms checks in. Grant Smiglinski also checks in, replaces Dylan Kadar. 11-6, Cassidy by 5 points. 3:38 left here in the first quarter. Redhawks clicking so far in the first 4.5 minutes of this ball game. Or left wing to Cathrell. Down to the left corner to Shank. Shank against Woodke. Inside the lane. Now against Parker Jahn. Pump fakes, puts it up. And this one's off wide right. Rebound brought in by Parker Jahn for the Pirates. Luke Woodke to the right corner to Michael Anderson for three. He's open and it's good.
That bodes well for the Pirates.
Michael Anderson with his first points tonight. It's now a 2-point ball game, 11-9. Harbor Beach on a 5-0 run suddenly. High post, right elbow, Reischauer. Back to Colin Dribble in the corner for three. It's up and it's off the mark. Rebound, long rebound, offensive board for Logan Shank. Short in between the high and low post, Bryce Fernald airmails it, is brought in by Grant Smiglinski for Harbor Beach. Anderson to Mason Booms for three, left